it was important for the Son of God to memorize it while on earth, and since it was important for him to do it, we too should do it no less. Whether we're at work or school or alone in the car, we need to have it in our minds so that we will obey God better.
This is Come Receive the Light from the Orthodox Christian Network, and our subject today is Scripture memorization. Don't forget that. Memorizing Scripture.
Here's where it's so beautiful. You can use spare moments during the day, such as while you're walking, doing dishes, waiting for a bus, or driving your car. You can review those verses and develop the habit of quoting them during the spare moments of your day.
If you're anything like me, memorization has always been a struggle, but we have some really good tips for you on today's edition of the broadcast.
Well, the first thing is, after you get a system in place, you should choose topics that will help you live a better Christian life. So if I were a beginner, I would ask myself, where am I struggling in life?
That's Dr. Bradley Nassif, and he'll be our featured guest on today's edition of Come Receive the Light from the Orthodox Christian Network in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm Mike Trout. Our host is Father Christopher Metropoulos. And as always, I am so glad you've joined us. If you're new to Come Receive the Light, we're just a small part of the umbrella ministry called the Orthodox Christian Network, and we have a marvelous website at myocn.net. That's myocn.net. Check us out and share the fact that we're on the air with your friends. Encourage them to listen as well. You're the best promotional tool we have, and we appreciate any help you can provide. We're also a nonprofit ministry, and that means that our support comes from folks just like yourself, individuals who want to be involved in this worldwide outreach. I want to talk a little bit more with you about that worldwide outreach later in the broadcast, and share with you some details about a couple of educational opportunities we have coming up this summer, so don't touch that dial. Our first conversation today is just a brief update on a Family Life and All Auxiliaries conference that's coming along this July from the 4th to the 7th in Grass Lake, Michigan. It's a marvelous opportunity for you and your family if you're in the Detroit area or plan on being in the Detroit area. And with further details, here's our host, Father Chris, talking with Teva Regal.
Why don't we start off by asking you, what is important about coming together as a church family in conferences like this?
I think, broadly speaking, this is what the church does. I mean, theologically, we are called together to be the body of Christ, enlivened with the Spirit, to be a leaven for the entire world. On a practical level, it brings all ages together to worship, to explore their faith, perhaps take care of some business, mm-hmm. and enjoy the company of their family and friends, and meet new brothers and sisters in Christ. It's kind of ironic that in almost every other facet of our lives, we continue to learn and grow in our relationships as well as our professions. I mean, if we're professionals, we attend university, sometimes we attend graduate school, sometimes we have to continue to take classes to maintain any certifications that our profession requires. Mm-hmm. And even if we don't work outside the home, we continue to, in fact, learn and grow as an adult citizen. And so we should be doing the same for our relationship with God. And it's hoped that an event such as this, that we can, in fact, do so within the context of our church family.
Well, let me ask you this. When I hear the word conference, I usually think of adults sitting in a room listening to lectures. But you have something different in mind with this, don't you?
Well, our weekend is envisioned as a programmatically rich extended weekend of worship, attention to one's spiritual life, doing the business of the church, and as well as providing workshops on a variety of themes, and something that we hope will be for all stages in life.
Can you tell us some of the events that you're planning specifically for this conference?
We hope to have a full liturgical cycle. We're hoping that the day begins and ends is punctuated by prayer. In addition, we hope to have a healing service, a memorial service, and then, of course, the Divine Liturgy on Sunday.
Okay.
In addition to the auxiliary meetings, we're planning gatherings for clergy wives, church school teachers, youth workers, and hopefully for parish council representatives, so they can all meet one another as well, share stories, and be strengthened in their particular ministry. For our conference, we suggested the theme, with faith and love draw near. And these, of course, refer to the words of invitation when we approach the Eucharist to receive and become perhaps more fully the body of Christ. So we've picked some of our workshops to focus particularly on that theme, as well as just other themes that may be of interest. Some of the titles that we are currently working with include, you know, One Body in Christ, Our Church Family, Making God Real in the Orthodox Christian Home, Drawing Nearer to God in Liturgy, Keeping Our Kids in the Faith, Living the Orthodox Life, Walking the Walk, Parish Outreach Ministry and Tithing in the Tradition of St. Basil, mm-hmm. Inviting Others to Our Faith, and lastly, one on Mother Alexandra, who was the former princess of Romania and the beginnings of monasticism in America.
That's wonderful. And where is this going to take place? What are the dates?
The dates are July 4th through the 7th, mm-hmm. 2013, so this coming July. It'll be at our episcopate headquarters, which in Romanian is called the Vatra, which means hearth. It is set in Grass Lake, Michigan, right outside, pretty much a little bit outside of Detroit. It's quite actually accessible to all the states around the Great Lakes area. Mm-hmm. So those coming from Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and even southwest Ontario can easily get there by car. And we imagine that probably most people will be from those areas, but it's certainly open for others who would like to travel, and if they do so, they should fly into the Detroit Metro Airport, and it's about a 30-minute drive from there.
All right, so the conference is open to everyone. Can our listeners register? I mean, how many people can you house there?
We anticipate probably in the neighborhood of around 200 or so people at the conference.
Okay, so the website again is roea.org, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So everyone that's listening, if you want more information about this tremendous conference that's going to take place of the Romanian Orthodox Episcopate of America, we'd ask you to visit their website at www.roea.org. Thank you very much, Teva, for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't know if you've ever been to a conference like that. I have had the privilege to attend a number of them, and they can be life-changing events. I encourage you to check this out. Again, it's roea.org. That's the website, roea.org. You're listening to Come Receive the Light from the Orthodox Christian Network. And speaking of a little travel, I want to share with you some details about an upcoming trip that our host, Father Chris, is going to take along with Reverend Stephen Zorzo, the proto-presbyter and presiding priest of St. Sophia Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Washington, to Turkey, to Constantinople, Cappadocia, and Smyrna. It's in May, 10 days, 8 nights, from the 22nd to the 31st of May. What an opportunity. For more details, go to the website. There's a link to the trip. Again, it's a pilgrimage to Turkey in May, the 22nd through the 31st, and there's an option to extend the trip and travel to Greece. Again, the details are on our website at myocn.net. And now our feature conversation on the subject of memorizing Scripture. Dr. Bradley Nassif is a professor of biblical and theological studies at North Park University in the Chicago area in Illinois, and he spoke with Father Chris by phone.
How are you, Bradley?
I'm fine, Father Chris. Thank you.
I guess the first question people would ask is, why should we memorize Scripture? Why not just take the daily readings and look at them that way on our smartphone, for example?
Well, I think the best answer to that is because Scripture and the Fathers teach us to do that. For example, in the book of Joshua, the Scriptures teach us in Joshua 1:8, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Now, that's the Old Testament instructions to the Jews. In the New Testament, in Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the very words that proceed from the mouth of God, or rather by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So in these two biblical texts, Jesus, especially the second one in Matthew 4:4, he talks about being tempted in the wilderness, the gospel writer does, and we see that every time Satan tempted Jesus, he counteracted Satan with a biblical text. And one thing that I find in these biblical texts, especially is when you look at Judaism in the first century, we ask ourselves, how did Jesus learn the Bible as a little boy? And we learned that the way the Jews used to teach their children was that it was the responsibility of the mother and the father, as well as even the grandparents, to teach the scriptures. So it's very likely that Jesus was prepared in adulthood to counteract the temptations of life, and he learned how to do that when he was a little boy, probably sitting on the lap of his mother Mary, and she taught him the scriptures. So this is very critical because he had it in his mind, he memorized it, and he kept it in time for the temptations. When we look at the fathers of the church, not even just the Bible, there are a number of sayings, but I'll only choose one to bring to your attention. That would be the quotation by St. Anthony of Egypt in a book called The Sayings of the Desert Fathers, saying number 3. Part of that saying of the great Anthony was, to his disciples, he said, quote, "Do everything according to the testimony of Scripture." So the point of all this is that we should memorize Scripture in order to live by it in real time, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
It was important for the Son of God to memorize it while on earth, and since it was important for him to do it, we too should do it no less. Whether we're at work or school or alone in the car, we need to have it in our minds so that we will obey God better.
And that presupposes, though, I guess in this conversation, that we feel it is important, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, and I think that's probably where some of us are falling down, where Scripture is not as important as it might be compared to a video game, compared to the latest book, the latest sports. I know a lot of parents are doing the travel systems now, where on travel teams, we don't see parents and their kids for 6 months at a time. They're just gone. And they say, well, you know, when it's over, they can come back. I said, well, when is travel over? And they say, well, about 16, 17 years old. I said, you got to be kidding. That's 6 years from now. That doesn't make sense to me. All right. Well, so it is important. Obviously, it's important not just to priests and scholars. And it was important to the Lord himself, as you pointed out. I know that you just don't preach about this, but that you practice it as well. I've been told that. Can you share about your personal experience memorizing Scripture?
My personal experience in memorizing Scripture actually started when I was 17 years old. I came to know Christ in a very dramatic way, in a life-changing way. I'd grown up in the Orthodox Church all my life, and the things that were taught in the head suddenly came into my heart. And one of the verses that really brought about this inner transformation was a verse from 1 John 5:13, where John said, "These things have I written to you who believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on his name." So that text got me started. The Scriptures gave me life, and God used the Bible to change me. From that point on, as I went to college, I was a grocery store clerk. That was my first job. I worked in the grocery store, and it really didn't take very much knowledge or very much energy just to sack groceries. You're sitting at the end of a counter, and you're putting groceries in a bag, where I was on the shelf putting milk on the shelves, and I was asking myself, I've got all this mental time. What am I going to do with this time? Just put things in their place. So I decided I would memorize Scripture while I was at work. Now, that's important. It's important for me to say that when we're at work, we're supposed to be working and not using work for evangelizing or things like that, unless the Lord opens up an appropriate time.
Right.
But in my case, I was alone, and I was doing my job, and it really didn't take much. So what I did is I used to write out little Scripture verses on cards, stick them in my pocket, take them out of my pocket, look at the verse, stick it back in, and then go about my work. As I was putting things on the shelf, I would repeat the verses over and over in my mind. That's how I first got started, actually, just working in the grocery store and doing it that way. Then, as time went on, I went through all this all this theological education, 3 masters and a PhD, believe it or not, 15 years of theological education. And as I began studying church history and the fathers and the liturgy and the canon and the creeds and all these things, those important things began to replace the scriptures or put the scriptures on a secondary or tertiary level because I was studying this heavy theology. And so, to be honest with you, Father Chris, I actually got away from memorizing the Bible for a number of years and just lived off the old verses I had memorized. Until about a few years ago, I had a need in my life, a personal need for really getting more into the scriptures than I had, a spiritual hunger to get more back into the Bible as I wanted to. And that's when I went back, and I'm doing it again on a regular basis.
How about now for our listeners who are out there, they may be inspired by what you've said. Clearly, you're speaking not just from an academic point of view, you're speaking from a personal point of view as well, and what it's done to enhance your own life. Where does a person begin, Bradley?
I think the best place to begin is to get find a topical memory system. Today there are some nice programs available that have Bible verses and memory scripture memory packs that you can actually put in your pocket or in your purse or carry about throughout the day. And the one there are lots of them you could go to, but the one that I have used comes from an evangelical press called Navigators. And what you do is you go to www.navpress.com.
Very good program.
Oh, are you familiar with it?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm using that one, and they have all kinds of Bible translations that you can choose from. And the verses are all printed up there with perforated cards. You take the verse you want, pull it apart, stick it in that little card, and you're ready to go. So I think that's the best place to begin.
I have to confess to you, you're not a confessor, but I'll confess to you on the air that what I did is I actually uploaded all of the New Testament into my iPhone. And when I'm on the elliptical in the morning, I play it. Aside from the other inspirational music I listen to, I will take about 10 to 15 minutes each morning and listen to the scripture. And that's helped a great deal. And actually, during the course of the day, I'll find myself quoting a particular, part of scripture. And I said, wait a minute, where did that come from? And, well, clearly it came from what you were listening to that morning. So a lot of it is really what we put into our system, is it not?
And yes, it is. It sounds like in your case, it actually made some new memory paths in your mind so that you would have a quick recall.
Well, there's a good segue for my next question. Memorization, that gets tougher as we get older. But what are some of the practical tips you could give us, our listeners, to help people memorize the scripture? Because sometimes it's not easy for people to do.
Well, the first thing is after you get a system in place, you should choose topics that will help you live a better Christian life. So if I were a beginner, I would ask myself, where am I struggling in life? Where do I need help? Am I worrying? Do I have faith? Am I living as pure as God wants me to? Is there virtue that I should develop? So I would start with need and then go from the need to the text. For example, you might find a key biblical text that speaks about worry. Here, Philippians 4, 6, and 7 is a very good one to memorize, and I'll quote it to you. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Philippians 4, 6, and 7. So you take the text, you find the need, you find the text, and again, the Scripture Memory Pack by Navigators will help you locate some of the choice biblical texts for that. Or you can go to a concordance or ask your a friend or a priest. And then what's also important is to stick with a good Bible translation unless you find a better translation for that particular verse. So you might want to compare translations. And then after you do that, then now you're ready to memorize. So what you do is you get the card, you've got a problem, worry, you found the text, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and now what do? Here's the hard part. You memorize it. Now, that doesn't sound very glamorous. It doesn't sound very spiritual. It's about as spiritual as memorizing a phone book. Mm-hmm. There's nothing magical about memorizing biblical text.
Right.
Because that's just the first part. You've got to just get it into your head first. After you do the grunt work, though, Now you're ready to use it. So you take the verse and you memorize the verse just like you do any other language. If you're memorizing a scripture text, if you're doing French, you use the vocabulary and remember the words. Same with scripture memory. You remember the words that are being spoken, and you repeat it over and over and over again. And you start out, the best way I recommend is the Philippians. You state the verse, quote the text, and do the verse again. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and so forth. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And so that's a very good way to do that. The Navigators have some comments on how to do that as well. Now, when you get those in your mind, you can actually, they don't do you any good until you actually carry through with the meditation process in the application. So it's memorize, meditate, apply.
Mm-hmm.
And in the application section, here's where it's so beautiful. You can use spare moments during the day, such as while you're walking, doing dishes, waiting for a bus, or driving your car. You can review those verses and develop the habit of quoting them during the spare moments of your day. So then finally, I would say, the last thing, not only do we memorize, not only do we meditate, the last thing is, of course, applying the Word of God to your life. And there's no simple recipe formula for this because life is too dynamic. We take the text and apply it as we need it and when we need it.
I don't know if you've experienced this, Bradley, but I certainly have. With the information age that we have, I've said this on the air before, we're all suffering from TMI, too much information. Mm-hmm. And that information flows at us in such a rapid pace now. And for some people, they're able to actually retain what comes at them. Others like me, you come to a point where you say, it's too much. I just cannot absorb, keep all this in my head. How do we retain the passages once we've memorized them?
Review.
Okay. Like location, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Someone once said, the price of knowledge is eternal review.
Oh.
There's no magic. There's, sometimes people tell me at school, gee, Professor Nass, if I can't, how do you know all these things? And the students get a little bit anxious because they seem not to have the same level of grasp that I do. And then it's a teachable moment for me. And then I do a little pastoral work right there in the classroom. I tell them, I said, you know how I know these things? It's not because I'm a great genius and I have a photographic memory. I'm a very average person.
Mm-hmm.
But in my case, the only reason why I know it is because I use it all the time. So I tell them and encourage them, find places where you can quote, teach these things to other people, and they'll become part of you. So that's the way it is with scripture memory, too. The way we keep it is by reviewing it and quoting it over and over and over again in different times and places. Some people have found it good to get into a little study group where they might have a scripture memory club, and they just do nothing but function like a little monastic group,
sure.
And they
support
quote the text, and they test each other on the text, and they talk about the text, and they apply them. It's a very wonderful way to do a Bible study.
Certainly a holy and sanctified things to do.
That's right.
Well, let me close with by asking you one verse, one passage that we should all know by heart, even if we've never memorized anything else.
Well, the one that I would quote would be one that unfortunately has become a real cliche, and I'm hesitant even to quote it because it's on the football fields and on television, and you hear it all the time, but it really is a good Orthodox and Christian text, and that is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life, John 3:16. In that text, much of our Orthodox faith is contained there. It tells us about the Father sending the Son, that's Trinitarian. It talks about God's love so great that he came himself through the person of his Son to save us, and that salvation comes through trusting in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Bradley, thank you so much for being on the phone today and sharing with us this important information.
Thank you, Father Chris.
Well, before we leave you for this week, let me remind you of a couple of things said in that conversation with Dr. Bradley Nassif. First is the website for NavPress, navpress.com. They have several resources available to help you memorize Scripture. I've been to the website. Just search it for memorizing Scripture, and you'll see several tools there, even some for children. And then the three reminders, memorize, meditate, and apply. And then a fourth, of course, review, review, review. If you'd like to review this conversation again, go to our website at myocn.net and click on the Come Receive the Light link on the homepage. Remember, we're a nonprofit ministry, and we do appreciate your financial support and your prayer support. Help us by letting others know about the broadcast and the ministry. And remember to always have faith in what you listen to.